Welcome to the Ask the Experts show, where the experts offer you educational information from local experts in the field of legal health, financial, and home improvement. Join us every week at this time for great educational information from lawyers, doctors, contractors, and specialists in their field. Sit back and enjoy the next hour of Ask the Experts.
Good morning and welcome to Ask the Experts. I'm Lee Richards. We have an exciting show for you today. Representing Aurora Home Care, we have Kim Zavalia. Thank you very much. And also representing ALS, which is part of our discussion today, Tony Heil. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it. You guys ready for an exciting show?
Absolutely.
Filled with caring and compassion?
Yep.
Because that's what it takes, a lot of caring, a lot of compassion, a lot of sympathy, and a lot of empathy. So let's start with you, Kim, at Aurora Home Care. What is the difference between long-term and short-term care, non-skilled and skilled care?
Long-term care / non-skilled care is exactly that. It's care for homebound patients in the home. They need help, assistance with light laundry, food prep, medication. And then the skilled pieces are when they need physical therapy in the home or any other kind of assistance that would be medically driven.
Is that a big difference?
The difference would be the payment, I think, is one part.
What is the difference between payment?
So you would be paying with insurance for the skilled care?
Yes.
And the long-term care would be waiver or private pay or our veteran benefits assistance program.
All right, but you can combine a couple of different sources.
Yes, that's
or
what we
resources.
Try to do. Yeah, we try to minimize the out-of-pocket expense for all.
It must take a long time to get to the point of knowing who's going to pay for what.
A lot of paperwork for the office, but as far as the clientele, we try to educate them and help them through the entire process.
Great. Well, but if somebody's in a crisis situation, and to be honest with you, even long-term situations are a crisis, mm-hmm. that continue,
exactly.
You know, nobody expects to be in that position.
No.
Hopefully there's a loved one to intervene. What happens if somebody's alone in the world?
We have social workers and different resources in the communities to help and assist. We don't want anyone to be alone, so that's why we implement the home health aids and different sources around.
Right.
They have a loved one local, or if they have a neighbor that they trust, we can employ them as well. So that's a good thing for
right.
whomever's in need.
That's great. Well, how is the skilled care paid for exactly? You mentioned the insurances,
right.
and there could be an insurance policy. Medicare doesn't pay for that, does
Medicare
it?
Does pay. We do have
policy. They do?
Yes, they do for skilled care. So if somebody's discharging, for instance, from a nursing home, a skilled nursing facility, a hospital, and they have a need, but they cannot go to get the services like physical therapy, for example, outside of their home because of the state that they're in, that's what the home care is for. We're trying to rehab them
great.
In their home so that they can become, you know,
great
healthy again.
Is that occupational therapists as well?
Yeah, so we have physical therapy, we have occupational therapy, we have behavioral health, we have telehealth, we have wound care as speech therapy and infusion therapy, yes.
Well, that is amazing.
Yes.
And supposedly Medicare will pay for some of it.
Yeah, they Medicare pay for a certain amount of time.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, so
they give you a limit, but only if they approve it.
Well, they approve it with the doctor's consent. You know, mm-hmm. the doctor's going to give an order and tell you what the patient needs, and they do have guidelines, and they check back in and reevaluate as needed.
Right. So if it's a month or two, you're in, right?
Basically. Yeah, and it could be extended depending on the criteria of the patient's needs.
At what point do they consider it long term care?
So after their skilled, you know, medical needs are met and they still have help needed in the home, such as, you know, just moving around, assistance doing personal hygiene or getting in and out of bed, that's what the long term care is for. So we would have right. either a loved one, a family friend, or somebody that we employ directly. We have a home health aid system that to pick people. They would then come in, take care of them for whatever amount of time that they need or want, and then they would be taken care of accordingly.
It's really wonderful to be able to let people know what's going on the way we're doing it today. Mm-hmm. Even if they don't need it now, they or someone they know will need it in the future.
Exactly.
So it doesn't hurt to get educated. And if you happen to be in this crisis mode with your family or friends or loved ones right now, hopefully this information is going to help you 100%.
Absolutely.
So with the skilled care, mm-hmm. all right, who exactly needs to be that on that service?
So skilled care is when somebody's discharging, say they broke a hip, for example, and they needed that physical therapy and a nurse to come to the home to make sure that they're doing their exercises and getting everything to where they're back, you know, able to walk around the best of their ability.
Yeah.
That's what the home care skilled services are. And they come in and they do their thing, you know, however many days that they see fit to get them back on their feet.
And that's for people who cannot leave the home.
Yeah, they need to be homebound status.
Yes.
Unable to.
I have a friend, he fell down a step. This was last year. Fell down a step. I'm not laughing. In his garage in the middle of the winter. And it was quite some time before somebody discovered they didn't know where he was. So they started looking. They found him on the floor of his garage. And the femur was broken in three places.
Yeah.
So after a long, extensive therapy, surgery, et cetera, I'm happy to tell you he's totally recovered, but it took a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those services that he received were in home.
Yes.
Until he was able to go out for them. So what you do, it's like angels come in, as far as I'm concerned.
That's what it feels like. Aurora does go above and beyond to make sure that all avenues, not just the care that we provide through the services, but also the language barriers. We have 13-plus languages on staff, so there's no communication issues.
Wonderful.
And then we accept an array of insurances to make sure that everybody's accepted and they don't have to worry about the next step if it wouldn't be.
About the skilled services.
Yes.
All right. So you mentioned, what did we talk about? We talked about physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about behavioral therapy.
Yes.
Speech therapy, occupational therapy. What did you say? Infusion? What is infusion?
Infusion therapy is when they needed IV antibiotics.
All right. What about if somebody has a feeding tube?
We have services for that as well.
That's also under Medicare?
Medicare, whatever their insurance is, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Insurance covers it.
It's a crazy line between Medicare and Medicaid and insurances.
Yes, that's a whole nother topic and a whole nother day.
Really?
I think so.
Even then, I honestly just can't get it.
I think it
took me 20-some years to learn about explanation of benefits.
Yeah, you're not kidding. So insurances are different. Each insurance covers a different amount of care. Some don't even offer ability to have home care in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to watch and see. You know, that's a very far and few between, but it does happen.
Right.
So, you know, we try to find resources for that as well.
So is there a specific age group that qualifies for Aurora services?
No, not for Aurora services at all. I'm proud to say that we offer services for pediatrics all the way through hospice. So every single need for every single age bracket is covered, skilled and non-skilled.
This pediatric service.
Yes.
How often is it necessary? You like to think of kids as healthy and running and jumping and playing ball and, you know, not hanging on the computer, but or being on the computer if they can be. What kind of kids are covered by your services?
Any child that has a medical need or extra needs, so severely autistic. Or any kind of special needs. We work with the Miracle League. We work with Autism Cares to help these different groups with their needs. The parents go to work and in fear of what's going to happen, who's got my child, what am I going to do when they're before, during, and after school.
Right.
And fortunately, Aurora put this into play so that parents won't have to worry about that. The insurance covers it. It's before, during, and after school. It's wraparound through the year. So when school ends, they can still have these services through the summer. And parents can work knowing that their kids are taken care of properly.
So you would say like a severely autistic child.
They would.
Because I know they try to mainstream them into school and all that.
Exactly. But the doctor would have to say, you know, there's always a guideline with a doctor stating that the patient needs the care. So that's the first thing. And then we would get the parents' information. But yes, autistic, special needs of any kind of disability that would need medical care, or someone to go with them to school, before school, after school. It's a little bit more covered for, rather than a regular babysitter. The parents, you know that there's more care involved, and they want to make sure that everybody's cared for.
Sure. Now, not every child needs long-term care. Some of this is short-term and skilled.
For the most part, yeah. It could be if they needed physical therapy in the home. But I would say for the child in that situation, it would wind up being a long-term situation, and that would definitely graduate into our long-term care adult program. So it's a streamline effect.
So how does a parent learn more about these specific services? And your pediatric division, I'm sure, is very specific and different from the care of older people.
Exactly.
And how will the parent and the family qualify for these services?
So if anyone wants to find out more information on that, you can call us. To be honest with you, it would be the easiest thing to call our pediatric department. Aurora's number is 215-354-4444. As far as the qualifications, it's really the patient's diagnosis and medical need, and then, you know, the parents' needs as well, whether they're working or in school.
Right. Again, let's give the phone number. We're going to give it out several times. Now that we've given you some basic information, you need to have the number, you need to have the website. This way, you can ask further questions and find out if you qualify and how to get the home care. Again, the number for Aurora Home Care, 215-354-4444. And the website is auroraathome.com. That's pretty easy.
Yes.
And we'll give it out again, I promise. So, yeah, this really has me interested, the pediatric services. One doesn't want to think of that, but there's a lot of children who need it.
Exactly.
I imagine.
Yeah.
Were you surprised?
No, I'm not, because I have an uncle that unfortunately has passed since, but he did live until he was in his 60s. He has Down syndrome, and his twin, my Aunt Mare, had to take care of him. And the struggles that she was dealing with on a daily basis was something that I held near and dear, because it's personal. So then to see what Aurora did to implicate solutions for that, it's incredible.
Question.
Yes.
We hear about caregivers becoming exhausted, worn out, frazzled, ignoring themselves and their own health to care for their loved ones. So this seems like it could be somewhat of a solution and somewhat of a help. Mm-hmm. Do you ever discuss that aspect of the total care of a patient? How's the caregiver? How are they doing?
I can proudly say that Aurora Home Care, we brought a resolution to Philadelphia for caregivers of veterans, but also for anyone in need and caregivers of anyone. So this was passed. It was Hidden Heroes. Elizabeth Dole came up in May. And this gives resources out to the community for exactly that. Caregivers don't necessarily take care of themselves, like you said, and they're the ones that go down first because they're not taking care. So
it could be anything. From daily and hair and whatever to getting tests that you're supposed to get over a period of time.
Exactly.
Mammogram, colonoscopy, blood test, going to the doctor, going out.
You just need peace
existing.
Of mind. Exactly. So we have everything in place. We have social workers to evaluate the entire situation, not just the patient they're caring for, but the entire home situation.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then what about pets? Do you guys ever walk the dog?
Yeah, whatever the patient needs, whatever the
client. Nobody's asked that question.
No,
before.
They haven't. But you know what? They do have dogs, cats, whatever, and we do take care of, you know, whatever the needs are in the home.
All right, we're going to be back in a minute after a brief break. Again, the phone number for Aurora Home Care, 215-354-4444, and the website, auroraathome.com. More with Kim coming up on Ask the Experts.
Aurora Home Care and Hospice offer unique care, the kind of care and support that comes from the heart. Their focus is to make sure that your days can be lived in comfort and peace. At Aurora Home Care and Hospice, you will be cared for with expertise, dignity, and respect by a support team of professionals that speak your language. Aurora Home Care and Hospice will make sure that you will be supported and strengthened. They will also make sure that your feelings will be respected and your wishes honored according to your culture, religion, and beliefs. At Aurora Home Care and Hospice, you can have a peace of mind that your life will be seen as a unique and exceptional journey. You'll find care and support with every step you choose and people who are honored to walk with you. Contact Aurora Home Care and Hospice at 215-354-4444 and 215-396-8822.
Welcome back to Ask the Experts. I'm Lee Richards, and we have a couple of guests today. Tony Heil from ALS, and we're going to be speaking with him in a while. We have also Kim Zavolia. I'll get this. It'll only take me a half hour to do it. From Aurora Home Care. Thanks for being here. Again, the phone number to get in touch with Aurora Home Care, and they don't charge you to call and ask questions. 215-354-4444, auroraathome.com. Kim, so we were talking about the kids and the services that are needed for the kids and the parents, which really, it can really be a strain, especially if the parent has to work and so mm-hmm. forth and so on. But let's find out, how does the parent learn more and then qualify for the pediatric services that are covered?
Mm-hmm. So they would just go, they would have their doctor fill out the form, bring it to Aurora along with their parental schedule, I'm sorry, and then they would have their insurance information and the main documents that they would need for any kind of services that they would be getting.
The pediatric services available, do they differ in any way in terms of the actual services available from the adults? Also, the length of time, how often they can get these services? Is there any difference from the treatment of the older adults?
It's more specialized. I think, you know, as children have different needs versus adults, it's similar to our services. So, you know, we have a different group for each. We have a different group that takes care of the pediatrics, and then we have a different group that takes care of the adults as well. So, and then
there's several teams at work here.
Yeah, it's not just one group taking care of it all. We have different teams to make sure that everything is done properly.
Do you have meetings like to coordinate everybody?
Each group has their own meeting, and then we have group meet. The entire office staff.
I can just imagine.
So they
take lots of notes and log things and
exactly.
so forth and so on. So
yeah.
it's a pretty complete blow by blow.
Absolutely.
Of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now suppose the child or the senior mm-hmm. or in between needs the long-term care mm-hmm. versus what we've already talked about, short-term care. What's the criteria for that? How do we really define that?
Well, we have to see the need that they're going to have that long-term. They have the need that, you know, there's more than just the parents that have to be the caregivers. The other thing, or the loved ones, the thing is that the insurance will, it's not generally through the Medicare program for that. That would more be the waiver Medicaid, and then it would be vet assist and private pay options. But that's for the things that you can do in your home, that we can do in our home without physical limitations. But when you get older, or children with special needs, they can't necessarily go up and down the steps themselves, or
no,
they can,
right.
you know, help assisting going to the bathroom or walking back and forth to the bathroom, food, you know, meal prep or medication reminders.
Some
exactly.
people can't go to the bathroom.
Exactly. So that's what the long-term needs are, really, those specialized services that a caregiver will come in and help with.
And I imagine personal hygiene is very, very important,
yeah,
both in short term, though a person mm-hmm. can frequently speak up for themselves in that case. But the long term care patients, I've seen the range from excellent personal hygiene care to horrendous personal hygiene care in loved ones and friends, to the point where I had to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't walk in and find somebody with green teeth and not say anything. You know, people do not do what they're supposed to. So who monitors your people who go out?
We have nursing visits scheduled. They have when they come onto our care, there's always an assessment done by our nurse, and social workers will be involved to evaluate the situation at home, to look at the cleanliness of the home. If there's things that are needed, we can add services to. And then we have our staff, you know, if something comes in and our aides see something funny, you know, they will let us know and we can implement.
Nothing funny about it.
No.
This is a real
story. Yeah, it's a shame. And there are different situations throughout. So that's, you know, we're on top of it, making sure that we're all in the know.
They say that if possible, you should always have someone who cares about you looking over your shoulder at the very least if you are in short-term or long-term care. Mm-hmm. Somebody looking out for you, an angel of sorts. Without that, some people take advantage of their working situation and just slack off.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go into a nursing facility, depending on which one it is, that's especially true. But I guess the best way to take care of your loved one is to take care of them yourself.
I feel so.
I bet Aurora makes that possible.
Absolutely. So we definitely do the employment for family and friends to make sure that they're not losing time at work to take care of that loved one, and then their situation just crumbles behind them. So we definitely cover every single aspect of the care for from start to finish.
Somebody said they could actually sort of go to work for
Absolutely.
Aurora. How does that work?
They just call in and tell them that they want to work. If they have a loved one already that they're caring for, that would be one way. You fill out the application and you get the paperwork done. You would need the two-step PPD test. I apologize. And then you do the background checks and all the fun stuff behind it. But you definitely, loved ones, family, friends, we hire and definitely do the background checks to do it all. But
Just because somebody says they're a loved one doesn't mean they're a loved one. I hate to tell you, but there's people out there, they'll look for every opportunity to scam somebody.
Oh, absolutely. There's monitoring, you know, ways to they have to check in, and there's different avenues to make sure that
they would actually get paid.
Absolutely.
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
For doing what they would do
normally do. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned earlier veterans. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the veteran services.
So I can tell you again that I am very proud to say that I am the director of the Veterans Initiative. My husband, Nick, is a Navy veteran, and then I have family members that were also in different branches of the Army, Navy, you know, Air Force. So that's a near and dear thing as well. I kind of love to take care of everyone. So this position at Aurora gives me that opportunity. The veteran services are, we do accept the insurances, so we can apply that to the skilled care as well as the long-term care. So if by chance veterans, these people, the family, surviving spouse or the veteran themselves need care, they can do that through their veterans benefits without having to pay out of pocket.
Do they cover 100%?
They don't cover 100%. It depends on how much, you know, the criteria with the guidelines of the VA. We're not directly part of the VA itself, but we work with the services.
That's a little confusing because I don't have experience with that. However, I guess depending on the age and the circumstances of each individual veteran is whether Medicaid or Medicare also comes into play.
You can
They're not excluded,
but there are different guidelines. There's a gray point in the middle. So to get into detail as far as that goes, that's when we would take their information, forward it to the company that does the processing, and then if they don't qualify for the one, we would get them onto the other.
But say a person's 65 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's a veteran. Okay, he just wasn't or injured at 20.
That's not a bad thing. They do have to be part of the wartime, you know, allotted for that. There's a little bit of criteria and financials that go behind it. So that's where the gray area kind of comes
that's
in.
That's why I said Medicare, because at some point Medicare does come into it or no?
Medicaid would come into the long-term part.
Oh, okay, Medicaid.
So if they don't qualify for that. The Medicare
That's
part,
an income-based thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's kind of tricky.
It is. But the good thing is that the guidelines for the VA had increased. So they can have, as of, I think, first it was October last year and then January, that those assets have increased. And you can own a home and a car without having that held against you. So their qualifications for getting the veteran services are a lot bigger than they were 2 years ago.
Right.
Now, anyone that applied 2 years ago can reapply. I had somebody just come on the service now.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think Medicaid also lets you keep your house and your car. They just take everything else. Something like that.
Yeah, something like
Pretty
that.
Pretty close to it. So veterans insurance is, of course, for people who are veterans.
Exactly. And their surviving spouse.
And the spouse as well. Oh, I did not know that.
Yes.
Must they have been injured during their service or afterward?
Neither. No, you were a veteran, you served, you were during the wartime, you are eligible for these benefits.
That's pretty
cool. Within the criteria. There's guidelines, and we have to double check the documentation. But yes, generally speaking, exactly what you said, yes.
All right. Now some of the people may not qualify for in-home care. How does that work? Again, the criteria used is, I guess, very strict and very tricky.
So everybody can technically qualify. Like I said, we try not to have out-of-pocket expenses, but if by chance they're not a veteran and they don't qualify for Medicaid because their income is too high, we do offer private pay. And that, I can, you know, say that we do 1 hour to 24 hours, 7 days a week. So it's not to say that people don't qualify, and it's a very minimal amount. It's not a super high rate. So if that care is needed, there are avenues in which we can provide it.
Yeah, if you have a penny in assets over, Medicaid is very, very tricky. And I only know because we had looked into it at one time for a loved one. And if you have a lot of money in the bank, doesn't matter how it got there, whether you inherited it, whether it came in through your spouse when you got married, different than divorce. Mm-hmm. Now, with divorce, okay, if you were to get divorced, anything that you acquired before the marriage, that stayed with the other person. With this, everything goes into one pool, and the healthy partner's basically out of luck, because in order to, so some people, I guess, do choose to self-pay until their money runs out, because what's the point of just handing it over?
Right. I don't handle the insurance avenue of it all, but it's a touchy thing. You know, we try to, like I said, just get as much as we can for the patient.
All right. Our final question. Do you help with the necessary paperwork?
We do, and we don't charge anyone. So call Aurora if with any kinds of questions, needs, concerns, we will help you guide with Medicare, Medicaid, and insurance questions for veterans.
And it's very involved and very tricky.
Absolutely.
And just when you think, and as me as a layperson, just when I think I have a handle on it, nope, something new, something I didn't know. Well, and that's the way it goes. So all they have to do is call, and you guys will help them out. Home care, Aurora Home Care, is 215-354-4444, and auroraathome.com is the website. Thank you so much, Kim Zavalia.
You got it.
I'm so happy that you're here. And we have Tony Heil standing by. We're going to be talking about him. He's from ALS, Association of Greater Philadelphia, and we're going to get into that. And it is related. This is a big deal, and a lot more people have ALS than you even realize. Thank you again very, very much. Let me give the phone number one more time, 215-354-4444. And this is Lee Richards on Ask the Experts.
Thanks for listening to the Ask the Experts show today. Join us again next week for more specialists in their field of legal health, financial, and home improvement.